Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Andrew Bailey, the assistant director of the FBI, deputy director, got to get that title right, is going to join us. Former Missouri AG after the top of the hour. Right to Frank Cusimano, KSDK sports director. A lot to talk about, including I just played a little audio from Coach Drink at SEC Media Days. But as a Mizzou football fan, we got some pretty big news today, didn't we?
Well, we really did, because it's the first time it's been announced that Ahmad Hardy is resuming, you know, football activities, and they think he's going to play football this year. Now, they don't know exactly when. You know, it's like a 5 to 8 week thing, but I'd be shocked after what Drink said today if he's not ready at least by the SEC season, and I think, you know, probably a little bit sooner. I'm pretty close to some people in Columbia that are very close to Ahmad Hardy, and they say he's just moving really well. The problem is there's no, like, you know, history of guys coming back from getting shot in their leg. So they don't know exactly, but he's moving great and things are all positive.
Yeah, for people who might not remember this, he was shot in a bit of a scuffle that happened in Mississippi on May 10th. So this goes back a few months, and he was finally medically cleared, which is big because we just didn't know. I mean, it's been a little mystery as far as how much this would, you know, hurt him. He's a running back, and it was a bone in his leg that was hit.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, he was back at the Mizzou hospital like 2 days later, and he was walking pretty well like in that first week. And he's been a workout warrior, and we know he's a monster in the weight room. So I think all signs are really positive.
Frank, I'm curious. You know, obviously there's still a little bit of time here before things really get rolling with Mizzou football, but, you know, there's the question marks regarding Hardy, new quarterback coming in this year, the transfer from Ole Miss. What is a realistic expectation for Mizzou as they try to take that next step regarding, I guess, quality of team within the SEC?
Well, I saw one that had him at like 6.5 is the over-under. I mean, I would like jump on that like in a heartbeat. I mean, all the reports, and granted, they're just reports, but I know a coach down there that works with Austin Simmons, and they all just gush about him. And it took Drink about like 72 hours to, after he saw him in these spring drills, to say, okay, he's my starter. I mean, last year took a long time. So, look, if you were recruited by Lane Kiffin and developed by Lane Kiffin and started by Lane Kiffin, I think you're pretty good. And Coach Drink has a pretty good track record with quarterbacks, too. So they have a chance to have a really dynamic quarterback also.
I think so, too. It's a tough schedule. That's really, you know, where a lot of the questions would be around just the quality of opponents because we have more SEC opponents. All right, what the hell happened yesterday? The Cardinals are off to this seemingly good start. They're blowing. We're all watching the World Cup. They're blowing away the Diamondbacks, and then inning upon inning, they lose the lead. Arenado gets a home run to tie the game. We lose in extra innings. That was just a tough one yesterday, Frank. Really, really tough.
Yeah, and when you consider Arizona is going to be one of those three or four teams along with the Pirates and the Marlins and maybe the Padres and the Cardinals involved for that final wild card playoff spot, you don't want to think that blowing a seven-run lead, the largest lead you've blown since 2010, is the reason you're not in the postseason. But who knows? It could be. And it was a combination of things. Jose Fermin, who's a career infielder, just botched a play in left field, should have been a single. Instead, it turned into a two-run little league homer. And then, you know, the bullpen had issues. And, Mark, when you're playing all these games in a row, and Thursday's not an off day, they're going to be playing a makeup game, you have got to have a lot of quality arms in that bullpen, and I'm not sure they do.
Yeah, and that's what my question was regarding, is the bullpen and what you've seen from them lately. You know, it's interesting, when you look at the individual numbers for most of the guys in there, they don't look terrible, but it just seems like on a pretty consistent basis, they're not able to have a complete night from them. And as a result, feels like someone gives something up that hurts the team pretty consistently, Frank.
Yeah, it's a great point. And the fact that they're overworked because you have a starting staff, you know, that rarely gives you a six or seven inning performance. So, and you're playing every day, and you're throwing these guys out there every day, and they're not unbelievable to begin with. You're missing Jojo Romero. So now they're playing the worst team in baseball, the Angels. They're 22 games under 500. This is a series. You just have to win at least two out of three.
Yeah. All right, what did you think? First of all, let me take your temperature on this. Did you watch the halftime show for the World Cup?
Oh, I saw your tweet, too, and I couldn't agree more. So much better than the Super Bowl. I enjoyed the heck out of it.
Good, I'm glad. We'll just stop there on that because Ethan disagrees. But on the game itself, look, I thought it was a great World Cup. And I'm not even a big football guy, but I got into it as a sports fan. It was a little boring yesterday, but there was a lot on the line. So I watched the whole game. I think the country did us all proud here in all these cities just to execute this. I'm going to talk with Andrew Bailey here in a few minutes with the FBI. They had a lot of work to do, you know, in keeping these fans and these teams safe. By the way, I don't know if you noticed the line of police officers that were on that field yesterday. I mean, they were everywhere on the field, making sure that people wouldn't get on that field. But overall, what a great experience we've had for the last month, Frank.
Oh, we have. I had two takeaways from the game. One thing is it was one of the most exciting 1-0 games I've ever seen in my life, because normally 1-0, it seems kind of dull. Of course, the Cardinals had that great Game 5 against in Philadelphia to win an NLCS, NLDS. And then the other takeaway from that game is, Mark, this is what makes soccer different and maybe not great, is that the best player in the world in basketball could never be taken out of a game, Michael Jordan. The best player in the history of football, Tom Brady, could never be taken out of a game. Best player in hockey, Wayne Gretzky, never be taken out of a game. Yet in soccer, you can take out the GOAT and have him not be a factor at all. That's what I found was really kind of intriguing about the game.
Frank, have a great week. We'll talk on Friday. The Cardinals have a busy week. I think the Reds are here next weekend. We'll get a preview of that, and we'll talk maybe a little bit more football since that's getting closer. Have a great week.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.